Welcome to this week's edition of International Media. In today's program, we'll talk about censorship in China, where the government has launched a new massive crackdown on media and internet freedom.
International Media.
Chinese authorities announced this month that they would completely block access to virtual private networks. The move means that Chinese citizens will have no way to access the global internet when the measure comes into force in 2018. China operates the largest internet censorship regime in the world, known as the Great Firewall, blocking access to Twitter, Google and Facebook. Up until now, most of the Chinese population had been able to use VPNs to circumvent the system, but this new change will also hurt companies and universities that rely on internet to connect with firms and researchers outside of China. Patrick Poon, an Amnesty International researcher based in Hong Kong, says this is worrying.
It sounds like the Chinese government wants to completely block all the information from foreign websites, and any other foreign information will no longer be easily accessed to Chinese public. I mean, like, it's in line with China's passing the cybersecurity law last year. It also means that the government wants to restrict as much information as possible to Chinese citizens. It's something what is worrying to us and other China watchers would be, what about those activists have been very active using VPN to access like foreign news websites and other similar human rights related websites? Would they be targeted in future if they continue to use VPN and they would be accused of illegally using them? And that would be really a worrying sign of whether there would be another round of crackdown on activists if this going to be in place.
Are VPNs widely used in China?
No, unfortunately, because it's a bit tacky, and actually ordinary people would simply just use the domestic social media, domestic website, etc. I would say it's like more the business sector and also the more tech-savvy, especially like young people, university students, who are curious about information on foreign websites and other foreign channels, that they would be usually the ones who frequently use VPN. And actually the whole setup in China is actually discourages people to use VPN, because even for VPN users that we always hear from them, they find it very slow sometimes, especially on sensitive days. The whole setup is very discouraging to people who want to have access to foreign channels and foreign websites.
This new directive comes after Chinese authorities had announced a cleanup of the internet last January. Experts says the Communist Party is trying to reset its power ahead of a political meeting due to be held at the end of the year. The meeting itself is only held twice per decade. Earlier this year, the government had been issuing tougher guidelines on what kind of content could be published or shared online or banned, for example, any LGBT-related content. Sarah Cook, a senior research analyst at Freedom House, explains.
You know, this is really the latest in a series of actions that the government has taken or announced that it would take. Already we saw earlier this month, one of the most popular mobile phone applications for VPN, Green VPN, announced its closure because of pressure from the government that would result in the removal of its app from the application stores. And that's happened both with Apple and with Android stores, for it and a number of other companies. So that's one of the things that we've already seen happening. What's happened with this particular announcement now is that the government is going to an even higher level or a different form of kind of the node in the information flow, and going to the actual mobile phone companies that provide internet service, asking them to block it. Now, there's a number of reasons why this might be happening now. I think some of it is just in general, the Chinese government and the Communist Party has been trying to increasingly restrict internet freedom in China in a variety of ways. And this has been a trend that's been going on for years, particularly accelerated under Xi Jinping. There's a particularly sensitive Communist Party gathering happening later this year And then you've got some international news stories. There's this billionaire who's now in exile. His name is Bo Nguyen. He's in the United States, and he's been doing YouTube videos and various media interviews, airing all kinds of allegations about people of corruption, people high up in the Communist Party, including very close allies of Xi Jinping. So that's been very sensitive. It actually relates to this particular month of July, which has a lot of sensitive anniversaries. There was the handover of Hong Kong, the Dalai Lama's birthday. There's the anniversary of uprising and ethnic violence in the Xinjiang region. And later this, the anniversary of a crackdown on human rights lawyers. And next week, the anniversary of the crackdown on the spiritual group Falun Gong. So I don't think it's also accidental that some of this is being announced or is actually being implemented in the month of July itself.
And what's happening is that all of this takes place in a wider crackdown we've seen on just kind of freedom of expression. It's not just about censorship, it's also about controlling. I remember a few weeks ago when the authorities published guidelines on what should be allowed online, for example, banning LGBT content.
Also we've seen is also restrictions on who can share news. So a lot of new restrictions on news portals, restrictions on streaming, restrictions on who's able to share news on the social media, the Chinese social media applications that most people use. But what's interesting is that all of these also have very real business implications, both for foreign businesses, for whom a VPN is a lifeline in terms of information access and information security from the Chinese government surveillance, and for Chinese companies like those that are providing VPN services. There's generally been a push against, quote, restrictions on things that are considered, quote, Western values, and we've seen that in universities and things like that. But to be honest, the reality is that a lot of these restrictions on content, they can be very arbitrary, and they're very broad. So, for example, in the analysis we did the last few years, on censorship directives that had been leaked, of what the Chinese government is basically telling news outlets and websites that they should delete or shouldn't be posted. And in a number of the years, like some of the top items, the most common items were related to health and safety. These aren't necessarily political issues in and of themselves. They're really life and death information for Chinese citizens, but that the Chinese government, for whatever reason, feels like it reflects badly on the government, and so they banned it. A lot of it's about criticism of officials. But a lot of it is also about these kinds of social issues, whatever the Chinese government and Communist Party's idea of like moral purity is. For example, if you're talking about issues related to LGBT or what might be, quote, negative influences on youth. But really, when you actually look at a lot of the content that they remove, it's information that people need really just for their daily lives. I mean, just last month, one of the big items that they were censoring was news about a landslide.
Patrick Poon says the Chinese population may react negatively to the censorship.
I think people who usually don't talk about sensitive topics like politics or human rights would find it very shocking that even like the lesbian app was blocked, closed down, and then also some other traditionally considered less sensitive topics like environmental protection, etc., that they would also become under more control and surveillance by the authorities, like since a few months ago. So it's something would be quite worrying to some people who usually don't talk about sensitive topics. They suddenly find themselves also being monitored and also under control. So I think that now the spectrum of control would be broadened to the other less sensitive topics that usually people would not think that would be targeted by the authorities. So we have to see, like in the next few months, whether like some other traditionally less sensitive topics would be considered very sensitive, and will no longer be able to talk about those topics on their websites, social media accounts. So it's something like we've seen the trend of increasing control on various topics.
And this brings us to the end of this week's International Media. With me, Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel.